One of my ministry has been evangelistic. And God has taken me preaching the gospel all over the world, Asia, as far as India, South America, Brazil, Colombia. And my ministry, when it comes to evangelism, has been salvation, healing, and deliverance. And by the grace of God, God has given me a lot of knowledge and experience in ministering to those who are oppressed with demonic forces. And many have got healed and got delivered through this ministry. And God has, I've written about 2 books on deliverance, 1 on healing, and I've written some others. In fact, I've written about 5 books. So I just, some of these were in the car. there's one here I did called Breaking Down Strongholds. It is, there are a lot of testimonies there of God healing and delivering people from the powers of darkness. And I talk there about territorial spirits. Some of the places we've gone to preach, we have to pray and bring down the strongholds, the forces that are in operation in those places, and people getting breakthrough. And so I just brought a copy as well. It's also £10 if you feel that you want to know more about it. If you also want to, most all of my books are on Amazon as well, Desmond Thomas. And if you look at, there's some on healing. One on healing, it says, it's the title is Be Healed and Stay Healed. There's another one, Be Delivered and Stay Delivered. And there's this other one, Breaking Down Strongholds. I mean, they're also on paperback, and some of you these days don't go paperback anymore, electronics, so you can get them also, the electronics version. Amen. I just want to share briefly, you know, from the Word of God today. I'm not going to healing or deliverance today. That's for another time. Today I want to be of myself. I don't want to be wild in the spirit. I just want to talk a little bit today about the cross. I want to talk about the cross. Because I found that many of us don't know, well, for me, I mean, all I knew was, when I got to know the Lord, was forgiveness of sin and having eternal life. And that's all I knew that the cross did for me. But there is so much more than we can get from the cross. Amen? So I just want us to pray, and then we will look quickly into this, and then maybe we'll have some time to pray for a few people before I leave today. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that you will teach us, you will give us an understanding heart. You pray that we would rightly divide your word of truth today. Your word will be profitable for us. I pray that we will not be hearers only, but we will be doers of your word. I pray that you will give us an understanding. And I pray, Lord, that we will live by your word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The first thing I want to talk about concerning the cross is this. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14 to verse 15 said, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." We are not only saved in terms of being forgiven and escaping eternal judgment, but on the cross of Jesus, a new creature emerged. Amen. The Bible tells us here that when we were born into this world, we were born with a sinful Adamic nature. But in the death of Jesus Christ, a new birth took place. A new creature was formed. And that creature that was formed, the Bible says, the world was crucified to that new creature. And that new creature was crucified to the world. What this simply means, now, like, for example, we have a television, for example. Every one of us have a television in the house, haven't we? Yes, something like that. Yeah. And every one of us today has a little thing we call a remote control. Right? And that remote control, we can change the channels, we can increase the volume, we can make it darker, we can make it brighter, contrast, and all of those. Now, there is something in the television that is attracted to the remote control. And so, at a distance, you can manipulate the television through your remote control. But if there is nothing in that television that is attracted to that remote control, there is nothing you can do to that television. Well, once we got saved, the world is that remote control. And we are that television. The enemy, which is the devil, he is in charge of that remote control. But when we got saved, that which was in the television that was attracted to the remote control was removed in that new television. Are you understanding me today? Yeah. So, we are dead to the remote control. And the remote control to us. Brethren, the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you have the right kind of believing, you will produce the right kind of action. Because your faith is what saves you. You know, when I got saved, I just felt and I knew, oh, I know I am going to heaven. I know my sins have been forgiven me. But that's all I knew. So I thought, oh yes, I could struggle through my Christian life until I get to heaven. I didn't know that the world was crucified unto me. And I unto the world. I then knew that the devil has nothing in me. And I have nothing in the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. The pride of life. They have, just like Jesus Christ said, the world has nothing in me. Satan has nothing in me. I want to say to you, believe it today, that the world has no attraction on you. You are crucified to the world. And the world is crucified to you. If any man be in Christ Jesus, you are now not in yourself. You are in Christ Jesus. He is a new creation. The old you is gone. And all things have become new. I think you need to tap your neighbor and say, I'm a brand new man. Hallelujah. A brand new man. I know some of them might know your whole tricks, but you're a brand new man. And believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe that on that cross of Jesus, the world was crucified to me. And I to the world. Amen. To the Jews, it was all about circumcision. Whether you are circumcised or not. But to Christians, it's all about a new creature. It's all about a new creation. That's the hallmark of the Christian. A new creature. A new species. A new being was formed, given birth to, on the cross of Jesus. And that is you. That is me. So I then got to understand that I should not live my life as a Christian struggling to live right. Because I am a new person. I believe that. I believe that I was crucified in Jesus. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. Hallelujah. Christ lives in you. The world is crucified to you. And you are crucified to the world. The second thing I also saw that the cross did for me was this. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 and verse 15. The Bible says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Two things I gather from this scripture. You see, before the gospel came to us, who were then in quote, Gentile nations, we have no rights, we have no privileges in any of the covenants that God made with Israel. No privileges. In fact, when the temple was built, they built a place just out of the temple that they called the court of the Gentiles. The Bible says we were alienated from the life of God. We were alienated from the covenant. We were alienated from the promises. Paul says we were afar off. But you know what? When Jesus Christ died, the Bible says we drew near. Hallelujah. And you know, all those commandments and all those ordinances and all those handwritings and all those things that were contrary to you, that was against you, that says you have nothing to do with this God of Israel, they were blotted out by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. They were blotted out by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. But now we can lay hold to the covenant rights of Israel. We can lay hold to Abraham as our father. We can lay hold, hallelujah, to the promises, hallelujah, in scriptures, and says, even as much as they were yours, Israel, so are they ours. They were blotted out by the blood of Jesus. I don't call myself a Gentile anymore. In fact, the Bible says, in Christ Jesus, there is no Jew, there is no Gentile. Oh, praise the Lord. So let me say this to you, that the cross of Jesus Christ of Nazareth break the barrier of national borders. The cross of Jesus Christ of Nazareth break the barriers of tribalism, of nationalism. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth break the barriers of racism. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth blotted that out. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither Greek nor barbarians. What that simply is saying to us, in Jesus, hallelujah, we are not in any class or any difference in classes as far as education is concerned. Because the Greeks were the elites, the people who have knowledge, who are the philosophers, and the barbarians are the people who know nothing. So Jesus Christ, break that barrier. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. He break that barrier. And so, no one could say in our places of work, the more educated you are, the more you can get promoted. Are you understanding me? Yeah. Hallelujah. And if you don't have anything, you don't know anything, hallelujah, you cannot reach the level of the one who has been educated. But in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, you do not need to be the most educated to be the pastor. Hallelujah. You need not be the most educated to be, hallelujah. No, the Bible says, in fact, God has chosen the meek things, the weak things, the foolishness of this world to confound the wise. In Christ Jesus, there is no sex. How do you call it? Sexism or whatever? Yes. Hallelujah. There is neither male nor female. Hallelujah. For we have all been made one. No barrier. No boundaries. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then listen to this. You see, on the cross of Jesus Christ, Jesus was doing one thing. Again, that's the third thing there. Bible says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, and he triumphed over them. So, the death of Jesus on the cross was the defeat to the devil. It was a defeat. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, they broke a law. The Bible says, to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, is servants you are to whom you obey, whether sin unto, death or obedience unto righteousness. So if Adam and Eve have chosen to obey God, they would have been under God's counsel, God's righteousness, God's peace. They will be God's servants. But they choose to obey the devil. And automatically, they who were supposed to be the god of this world, they change places. Because they choose to obey the devil then become the god of this world. And so, man has been subject to the enemy sins. But when Jesus Christ came, at the cross, he said, it is finished. And the Bible tells us that the graves were open, and people who have been died, held under there, they said they saw them walking in the street. Something happened. Scripture also says he went and took the keys of hell and death. He triumphed over the enemy. When Jesus died and rose again, I always ask myself, you know, Jesus Christ said, these signs shall follow them that believe. It didn't first say they shall speak with new tongues. You know, many times that's what we Pentecostals do. When somebody got saved, you know, we want them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But the very first thing he said, they shall cast out demons. And then he said, they shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. Can you do me a favor? Can you tap your neighbor's shoulder? Say, are you a believer? These signs shall follow them that believe. Tapping him again, says, are you a believer? The next question you're going to ask, do you cast out demons? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, listen to this. On the cross of Jesus, the enemy was dethroned. Jesus then decreed and declared, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Then that makes me to understand something. It was not ease before. It only became ease when he died and rose again. Then my mind went back to the beginning when Jesus was being tempted. I know the devil is a liar, but there are sometimes the devil speaks the truth. Yes, he does speak the truth sometimes. You know, he was tempting Jesus. He says, hey, Jesus, listen to me here. Yeah, you see all this kingdom of this world and the powers? He said, if you bow down and worship me, I will give it to you because it was delivered to me. He was not lying there. It was the other part that was the trick, the bowing down part. Yeah, because the devil always comes with the half-truth, you know? Yes. But yes, it was true. Adam gave it to him. And he was saying, to whom I give it, I will give. But Jesus Christ didn't come to bow down and worship him to get it. Jesus Christ came to down the cross to get it. Amen? Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ took the authority back from him. He spoiled principalities and powers. He decreed and declared, all authority now is given to me. He said to them, he said, I give unto you authority over all the powers of the enemy. There's a difference between authority and power. Power says, I have the ability to do it. Authority says, I have the right to do it. It's a legal right. I say to you, it's a legal right to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. It's a legal right. The authority has been given to you by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, by the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth. You know, I usually say, put it this way. You know, when Jesus Christ, before the fall, Adam only have authority in one world, on the earth. But you know what? When Jesus died, the authority extended to three worlds. Are you hearing me? Oh, come on, get excited. I said you have authority in three worlds. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things heaven in heaven. Hallelujah. And of things on the earth and of things under the earth, on the world. Hallelujah. I decree to you today that your authority extends to the heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. I decree to you today your authority extends to the earth. He says all authority has been given to me on earth. And your authority extends to the underworld. Demons are subject to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And that is what the cross of Jesus did for you. Let me just share two, a little bit more. I want to finish at least by 10 too, because we have to make sure we're on the road by 12. So we can get to church on time. But there are about 12 things, you know, the Lord opened my eyes to. Hallelujah, about the cross. Glory to God. Let me just give you one more quickly. You see, the cross is a symbol of reconciliation and peace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 to verse 16 says, he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments containing ordinances. For to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. I talked earlier on about the commandments, okay, that was blotted out. But now I want to talk about two races that were joined on the cross. He is at peace who has made both one. You see, on the cross of Jesus Christ, two races of people were joined to one divinity. He made both Jews and Gentiles one through the cross. And it joined us as well with the Father. Christians, Jews, who believe and accept in the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior, become one body. That's why, you see, I tell people, you know, sometimes people want to use the phrase spiritual Jews to Christian. But I don't think it's a better word to use. I just felt that the better word to use is Christ. Okay? The new species of people are Christ. If ye are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and he is according to the promise. Okay? All right? So now, on the cross of Jesus, Jesus made Jews and Gentiles one in Christ. And we were unified in the body of Jesus. And the wall of partition that was between us and God, he broke down. And then he reconciled us and made us at peace with God. That's why the veil of the temple was cut in twain, top to bottom. Hallelujah. God was bridging the gap between us and him. And I want to say this. The Bible says Jesus Christ made peace through the cross. It's sad that people don't know that the gospel of Jesus is the gospel of peace. The word peace comes from the Hebrew word shalom, which means nothing missing, nothing broken, actually. Yeah, peace. All right. Now, it's amazing how the world is so much at enmity with God, whereas God is making peace. There are so many people who are so angry with God, and God is giving us the gospel of peace. You see, when Jesus Christ came to this world, what was the angel singing? Peace on earth, goodwill to all men. I tell people, don't go and preach war. Go and preach peace. Are you hearing me? Because this gospel is a gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a gospel of what? It's a gospel of peace. Yes, the time of war is coming, but that's during the Great Tribulation. But now God is, who are we? We are his ambassadors of what? Peace. You know why we are still in this world? It is because God has peace with the world. But you see what, you know what happens? When any nation want to go with war against any nation, what do? They remove their ambassadors. Huh? Huh? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They remove the ambassadors. So there's going to be a rapture. Hallelujah. But listen to that. But now, his ambassadors are here. And that is you and me. And go tell the world, please go be reconciled with God. Because God is stretching a hand of peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I show my people the easy way to evangelize these days. Hallelujah. You go to somebody's door and you knock at the door. Knock, knock, knock. The person opens the door. He says, hey, I've come with good news for you. It's called the gospel of peace. Hey, do you know God is stretching his hand to be your friend? Do you know he's so much longing, hallelujah, to love you? And in fact, he says, he sent me here. He said, if you have anybody who is sick here, I can lay hands on them and they will recover. Anybody sick in the house? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. or is anybody being tormented by any power of the enemy? You know, God says, I can cast them out. Hey, peace. Peace. Maybe you want to go and share the gospel. You say, hey, peace, man. Give me a high five. Peace. Hallelujah. I got a message of peace for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God wants people to be at peace with him, because he is the God of peace. When Jesus Christ came, what did he do? He says, when you go and preach the gospel, just knock and says, peace. Hallelujah. God is not angry with the world. God is not. God wants to save the world. God is not angry with the world. Tell somebody, God is not angry with you.
The world needs to know that God is not angry with you. Why are you angry with God? He's stretching his hand. And let them know, hey, that sickness in your child or your mom, God did not give it to her. If he was the author of sickness, and why would Jesus come and start canceling his own work by healing the sick? Tell them. If somebody has cancer in your family, it is not God. God wants to heal. He came to save. The devil has caused people to believe so much that God is the author of all the bad things that is happening to them. But no, he's not. He came announcing the peace. He came announcing preaching the kingdom of God. And he went on healing the sick. Driving out demons. Raising the dead. Isn't that peace? He met somebody, a woman whose child was her only child. They were taking her to bury him. And he raised the child from the dead. Isn't that peace? Met somebody who has been sick for 30 odd years at a pool. Everybody has forgotten about him. This guy went and says, hey, take up your bed and walk. Isn't that peace? Met another woman who committed adultery for whatever reason. And they want to stone her to death. And he said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Isn't that peace? We have a gospel of peace. And that peace was being made through the cross. And the wall of demarcation between us and God, he broke it all down. Can you stand up with me today? Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe there's somebody here today. Maybe you're still angry with God. You still think that God is responsible for certain things that are happening in your life or against a member of your family. But I believe today God wants you to be at peace with him because he is a God of peace. Amen? Hallelujah. Even as we're not going to make an altar call today, but I just want you to bow your heads and shut your eyes where you are. If there is something in your heart that there's no joy, there's something, or you felt that God hasn't forgiven you, and whenever anything happens to you, you're saying to yourself, it is the sin I committed so and so time. God is punishing me because of that. No. He said, thy sin and thine iniquities will I remember no more. So make peace with him and just tell the devil, get that thought out of my mind. I am at peace with God. The wall of demarcation has been broken down. I have peace. Just receive peace today in the name of Jesus. Receive peace of heart. Receive peace of mind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive peace today. Receive forgiveness of sins today in the name of Jesus. And be assured that you are forgiven today in the name of Jesus. If there's any oppression going on in your life today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command every power, every work of the enemy against you to be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Even as Jesus made a show of the enemy and triumphed over him, I pray that you will triumph over every attack of the enemy in your mind, in your emotions, in your will, in your body. Every oppression of sickness and disease today in the name of Jesus, be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you today, O God. I pray, Lord, that the peace of the cross will be upon your people this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Receive the peace. Come on, hug somebody and say, the peace of the Lord be with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The peace of the Lord be with you. Hallelujah. The peace of the Lord be with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. The peace of the Lord be with you. In the name of Jesus, the peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. Well, I want to thank the Lord for this church. I want to thank God for what you're doing. Yes, bless you, the peace of the Lord. Amen. I know you're doing a great job here. We're doing a great job. Please be praying for us. We're doing a lot of work in Africa. We're doing a lot of charitable work right now. We want to build an academy, a school there. You know, I'm in one of the places where our churches is. We want to dig a well and put water there for them. Sierra Leone, yes. And I want you to lift our country up. I mean, our country has been going through a lot of stuff the past 10, 15, 20 years. We had 11 years of rebel war, and after that we have Ebola. You know, many investors who were the main employers of the people left the country. We have a nation where over 60% of the people now are unemployed. Government is not able to produce schools for everyone. And there are a lot of places still without light, electricity, and water. And so we are doing a lot of charitable work there. Keep praying for the nation. We believe the Lord will bless us. And as he blesses his work here. God bless you all. And Pastor Dave, can you take over? Hallelujah. Thank you.